Good afternoon, Santa and Julius Informo.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I heard that maybe Mark Oates gave me a call.
Yes, he's actually on the phone with, I guess, I don't know.
With Adrian.
Let them
figure it out. I'm curious.
Oh, okay.
How will this end up is what I want to know.
Yeah. He's inquiring about 1 carat and 2 carat total weight study rings.
Oh, got you. Yeah. She's probably letting him know that anything 1 carat or 2 carat stud earrings have to go out on invoice.
Oh, okay.
You probably, well, you didn't know that? Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
And they're
lab grown.
If they're lab grown only, yeah. So it's $650, I think, for the 2 carats.
Uh-huh.
And the 1 carats are little to, I mean, you're paying for the gold, really.
Yeah. Gold right now is just through the roof.
I cannot believe it, huh?
It's incredible. But that's
okay. It's never been like this, right? In the whole time you've been doing jewelry, because, I mean, it's just nuts.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's good and it's bad.
Wow.
People are so afraid to ask for anything.
I think it's good and bad, you know?
Yeah. A lady came in, she asked for a ring earlier, and she said, so that's the price. I guess the stone is not so much, it's just the gold. Actually, the gold and the diamonds.
Yep. It's all of it, and then some.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because diamonds are not cheaper either.
Well, diamonds are a little bit cheaper, actually. They most certainly have come down overall in price here.
Oh, okay.
So that's not too off kilter. I mean, but it's not going to stay that way. Like, right now is the time that everybody should be buying for stock,
mm-hmm.
yes, or trading in old items to get a lesser price point for the store. That's an option. I've had a lot of jewelers do that as well. But overall, I would have to say, like, diamonds are way down, and it has nothing to do with lab grown. It has nothing to do with anything but De Beers. De Beers hasn't taken a sight in a couple of months now. And even worse than that, it's they're not releasing any more until the end of the year, I think. So it definitely sits in a position of, we don't know all the details, but we've been here before, and this is the time, is what Mike always says. This is when I grew the most, was when it was the most difficult. I just kept buying and buying and buying and buying, and that's how I grew the most in 2012.
Okay.
He says it all. I mean, it's... his stories are very much the same.
Well,
you hear the same stories over and over and over again when you work with a company. It's the same starting story. It's the same stories. Roadmap to Buffalo. It's the tiki shut. It's the getting a limo instead of waiting in the taxi line in Vegas and then rolling down the window as our jewelers are waiting in the line to meet us for dinner. And Andrew yells out the window, "This is how we roll, bitches." They wanted to take their own car. When Andrew used to travel, you know, He was the most amount of fun. Like, he, because he's so worldly and knows where to go, and he's very, oh, my God, I've got so many great stories with him. I've got stories from scalping stories where he scalped tickets and then the next day the guy wouldn't even come in our direction because he scalped tickets so well the first night. He did a rock, paper, scissors, whoever wins against this poor scalper dude on Paul McCartney tickets. three of them, and he paid $375 for all three floor seats, but only one ticket was $375. And that was the bet Andrew was willing to make. I'll pay full price, or I'll pay $375. Rock, paper, scissors. You want to do it? Let's do it. You have a chance, I have a chance. Oh, my God. Didn't Andrew win? And then the next day, we're taking Ted, actually, and Ted's daughter to a baseball game. And the guy is outside of the baseball game. We're talking $9 tickets here, Memo.
Wow.
$9 tickets, way different price point, and he's got loads of them. He sees Andrew and the guys. And I wasn't with them when they made the first deal happen. And I didn't go, to be fair. I'm there to work, so I didn't want to go. No, I wouldn't have wanted to go anyways. But the guy goes, oh, no, not you, not you, not you. Like, it was so uncomfortable. It was the first time I was meeting Ted's daughter, who's 15, looking at us like it's her first show even. And she's like, why not us? And Ted and his little self, he's like, what the heck? What kind of jamokes am I with right now? That the scalper for a $9 ticket doesn't even want to sell us a ticket.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's so many more. There's good stories.
A friend of ours got actually a box ticket for us to go see Shakira.
Oh, shut up. Did you go?
No, actually, we haven't gone. It was supposed to be the 16th of November. And guess what? She canceled the tour, and she's going to start a new one instead because she's selling out too fast, so she needs bigger venues.
No way.
So I don't know what's going to happen with our box ticket.
Shakira, Shakira.
And it was free.
Whoop, whoop.
It was
free
for
God.
Us because
I'm so jelly.
Yeah, a company gave us the tickets, but now they don't know what's going to happen.
Right, like Shakira, Shakira.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I love Shakira.
Mm-hmm.
My hips don't lie, and not that we like Beyonce right now. She's a little bit suspect right now.
Well,
but that song between her and Shakira, woo, does it do numbers for me?
Yes, that would be Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he already did his due diligence here with Adrian and was going to check with a client. So, I don't know what that means, but if he does need me, he can just text me.
Okay.
You know.
I will do that.
I'm here with bells on.
Okay.
Living my best life. Not really, but yes, I am. So, and how did everything go with your one client? Is it the price is still is crazy on that 10 carat?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She actually, she really wanted it, but her husband said, oh, we're remodeling this and doing this and that and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
And so, I don't know.
Would she want lab grown or no?
No. She wants natural.
Okay.
All her jewelry is natural, and they actually have money. I just don't know exactly what
that happens. Yeah.
He just said no at this time.
Yeah.
Cause
well, that's
bought
no
jewelry
worry.
Before, and I don't know what happened. But
yeah.
Oh well.
What about our girl? How's she doing? She never picks up for me anymore.
Oh, she's doing fine right now. She's going through.
Mm-hmm.
So
I knew that, but that's why I'm not taking offense to her not picking up the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he just being nasty and mean to her now? I don't like it.
He is.
Why? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Oh, what did they say? Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you say?
The girl told them that she will send the earrings, but if they're going to be invoiced, we better check with the customer first.
Yes. Did we check with the customer?
No. No, he was just inquiring because let me ask him and see where that happened because I don't know exactly where.
I don't know what to do either. Unless, you know what, let me jump off and see what Adrian, like, I'll get with her quick and then you get with Marco quick and then Marcos. You get with
okay.
Marcos.
Yeah.
All right, my love. Thank you.
Okay. Thank
Bye.
You.